Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Week 8 of the High School Football Coaches Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM. The Ref, North Huskies, we'll talk about them. 28-22 victors over the Vincennes Lincoln Atlases at home this past Friday. And they'll be on the road now coming up this Friday for another huge SIAC game when they will visit the Jasper Wildcats. Head coach Zach Nero will join us. We'll talk Husky football right after this on ESPN 97.7 FM. The Ref.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... Never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance. But not just any insurance. We're good at fireworks don't go in the attic insurance. And even guy that shouldn't have a chainsaw but has a chainsaw insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties, online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
Back on the North Football Show on this Friday afternoon, head coach Zach Nero joining us. Zach, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, Dan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Well, interesting football game, to say the least. Last Friday night, talking to a couple of the guys that were there, they thought, well, after the first half, it'll probably be a running clock. I mean, you guys got out of the gates, a couple of touchdowns there in the first quarter, led 21-0 at the half, and then 28-2 at the end of the third quarter, and then kind of all Vincennes in that fourth quarter, and they clawed all the way back, 28-22. Victory for North. Boy, must have been an interesting night on the sidelines here at Bundridge Stadium last Friday night.
Yeah, it was. You know, I think, you know, we just lost a little focus, and, you know, kudos to Vincennes Lincoln. They never quit. They kept going. You know, they scored, you know, two touchdowns in a matter of like 37 seconds, it felt like, at least. It's probably a little bit more, but who knows. You know, and they were just, they played till the end. I mean, that's credit to them and their coaches. I mean, they do a great job. Coach Salters does a really good job year in and year out up there. And, you know, we're sad to see them leave the conference. I wish them nothing but the best up there. Obviously, we will actually keep playing them as of right now in the years to come. But, I'm just always so impressed with what Coach Salters does up there, man. He's a great coach. His staff does great year in and year out. The kids are always ready to play. They've got tough kids, and it showed on Friday.
You got tough kids. They got tough kids. How physical was this game on Friday?
It was pretty physical. You know, I thought they came out and kind of punched us in the mouth up front a little bit. And, you know, we kind of had to get into our offensive line and defensive line a little bit. But once we did, you know I made sure to say something to both groups. And whenever I did, things changed a little bit. We reset them, refocused them, and they came out and kind of played their style, and we were okay, and we were pretty dominant up front for most of the night. You know, once they got into a rhythm, though, and Vincent's got a groove, that's when they kind of they smelled blood in the water and they attacked. But, you know, I'll say this. It's hard to simulate those situations as much as you like to and try to in different ways, but kudos to our kids for, you know, sticking to it, staying patient, and just kind of resetting themselves when they needed to instead of freaking out and just losing control.
Well, the thing of it is, Zach, in this league, I mean, if somebody before the football game on Friday night would have told you that, hey, the Huskies are going to have four turnovers in this game and give up a safety against a quality team like Vincennes, what do you think the chances would be that North would win? And I would say you would probably keep that number pretty low. But obviously you guys had to make some stops in that fourth quarter when they made that run. McCormick certainly had a huge game. You got a kickoff return from Darian Walker. So, I mean, it was a game that had just about everything in it.
Yes, it did. And, you know, from start to finish, again, that's where I kind of say our kids lost a little focus. Plain and simple, and we knew that we coached through that. We've started to coach through that this week, and remind them about that. But I think we just got a little lackadaisical at times, and just kind of we were up for so much, and then it just kind of went down. And then when it was going down, we started to kind of bend. We started to break a little bit. You know, my philosophy on defense is a bend don't break. And right after the game, whenever we kind of got the guys up, you know, I said, guys, that was a close one. And one of the players said, bend don't break, coach. And he was absolutely right. You know, as a team, we're a team that has kind of learned and shifted into a bend, don't break. We're going to have moments. We're going to have slip-ups, but we usually kind of overcome adversity, whether it's our own self-inflicted adversity or adversity that's coming our way. And that's the most proud I am of this group so far this season.
Well, then offensively in that game, I mean, your running attack very well balanced between, you know, McBride and Paulie and McKinney. I mean, all those guys between 65 and 75 yards rushing, almost 200 yards on the ground against a quality defense like Vincennes. That certainly is pretty impressive.
Yeah. And, you know, they have played close with a lot of teams. They've matched up really well. And our offensive coordinator, Coach Shantz, you know, he kind of said, he goes, you know, this week is just it's a matchup week. And he goes, you know, that's what he's worried about. That's what he kind of talked to the offensive line. He goes, they just match up really well against us. And so that's kind of why they were able to battle back, and they made some good adjustments in the middle of the game and after halftime and came out and kind of exploited that. And we were able to kind of settle in once we kind of figured out what they were doing and made our changes, and we finished it out.
All right, so the Huskies get it done 28-22 to run the record of 5-2 in the SIAC and on the season. We'll come back with more of this North Football Show right after this on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Bel-Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel-Air Land.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies, 700 North Weinbach, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571. Dag Brothers Construction is a proud sponsor of local high school and college athletics. They are grateful to their loyal customers in southwestern Indiana who have relied on Dag Brothers for the past 65 years. If your business is looking to build a new facility or expand an existing one, you need a safe, conscientious contractor to work with. For all of your general construction, concrete, mechanical, or electrical needs, the skilled workers at Dag Brothers are here to help. Give them a call at 812-423-4201. Back here on this North Football Show on a Friday afternoon, a couple of hours away from the Huskies kicking it off at Jerry Brewer Stadium as they'll take on the Jasper Wildcats. More about that in just a few minutes. Coach, this is obviously one of those, you know, abnormal weeks. You know, you got fall break coming up, well, going on today, and the students are out, and you know, probably a lot of them, I'm sure not many football players, if any of them, are down there on Franklin Street. But, you know, it's kind of those weeks where, you know, the students are kind of looking forward to a little bit of a break. Teachers are as well. Coaches are probably too. But obviously you got a really, really big football game tonight with an awful lot at stake. So how do you, if you kind of handle this to let, you know, your players be students a little bit, meet up with some friends and enjoy some downtime when classes aren't in session?
Well, you know, what we've kind of done this week is, our fall break isn't, we still have another week of fall break, till fall break.
Okay.
Our fall break is a week. But kind of just to go into that, I mean, you put the nail on the head, though. I mean, it's still kind of a very weird week, because that stuff is coming up, and how do you handle everything that's going on, especially the fall festival? You know, that's the one thing. Each year I kind of go, guys, you'll have time to go. You'll have time to go. You know, you always have after the game. You always have the Saturday. You always have those times during the week. Like, trust me, you'll have plenty of time. And if you're going to go, I always tell them, go earlier in the week. Go on Monday. Go on Tuesday. Stop Wednesday. Stop Thursday. Because, you know, when you're out there walking around late at night, you're just using all the energy that kind of catches up to you after a while. And you don't want that. And, you know, with us traveling all the way to Jasper tonight and getting ready for that, I've kind of told them, guys, it's a really big game. And so we just need to make sure we are taking care of ourselves outside of here as well.
So you go to week 8 of this league and the teams you've already played, you've got a very physical football team awaiting your arrival tonight. Then you got the rivalry game next week. You've got the pairings for the state football tournament. Just an exciting time to be a football player and coach and anybody that loves the game, you know, here in Indiana at this time of the year. You know, through 7 weeks, injury report for the Huskies, you guys pretty good shape heading into this game tonight?
You know, we got, you know, probably the same nicks and bruises that everybody else is kind of going through right now. I mean, that's kind of the dog days of the season right now. And, you know, we're kind of getting through that. But, I mean, our trainer, Craig Gross, does a great job. He does pro rehab. He does a fantastic job with our kids and just kind of getting our kids healthy and managing that. You know, I'm in the strength class. I do the strength classes here, so we're talking prehab stuff. We're talking mobility and recovery throughout the week. We're also still lifting 3 times a week and still doing some speed and agility throughout the week. So we're always constantly moving and we're always kind of preaching that and trying to stay on top of that because I feel like, you know, that's such an important aspect to this thing is not just your abilities, not just the coaching, but just the longevity. You know, who can stay healthy the longest is a big key. And sometimes coaches forget. Sometimes there's a little bit of a gambling aspect to that. It's a little bit of a roll of the dice. Sometimes there's teams that get more inflicted with more injuries than others. And then sometimes I think it's just what are the things that you can control to kind of help prevent that, or at least do your best to manage it throughout the year.
Welcome back as the Huskies take on the Jasper Wildcats tonight in a huge Southern Indian Athletic Conference game. We'll be right back to talk to Coach Mullen about the Wildcats when this North show continues here on ESPN, 97.7 FM, The Ref.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Dyke Brothers Construction is a proud sponsor of local high school and college athletics. They are grateful to their loyal customers in southwestern Indiana who have relied on Dyke Brothers for the past 65 years. If your business is looking to build a new facility or expand an existing one, you need a safe, conscientious contractor to work with. For all of your general construction, concrete, mechanical, or electrical needs, the skilled workers at Dyke Brothers are here to help. Give them a call at 812-423-4201.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance, but not just any insurance. We're good at fireworks don't go in the attic insurance. And even guy that shouldn't have a chainsaw but has a chainsaw insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties, online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700, and stop knocking on wood.
Back here on the North Football Show on a Friday afternoon, the Huskies and the Wildcats tonight up at Jasper. Jasper right now 6-1. North is at 5-2, right on their heels. Huge game in the SIAC. Coach, as you break down this Jasper football team, obviously a different look offensively with Derek Hart now the coach from what they've seen in the past there from Jasper defensively. They've had a really good year overall. As you break down the tape this week, kind of your thoughts as you prepared your football team for this huge game tonight.
Well, you know, again, I think we just got to match the intensity. They're physical. They battled. They're well coached. They're doing really well with the schemes that they've kind of implemented, and I'm starting to see some of their old schemes kind of take shape too as the season's gone. You know, they use a lot of their older stuff in short yardage, and you know, and they're pretty good at it still. You know, I think Coach Hart does a great job over there with kind of mixing it up, and he's kind of got his flair on it, which it kind of looks a little bit like what a Hart offense would look like, in my opinion. Just by seeing some of the stuff that Nick has done, and obviously playing against his dad when I was in high school and stuff, and so just seeing some of those concepts and those things like that trying to kind of show out, it's kind of neat. But, you know, they're doing something very different than they did last year, and so, you know, what we've done this week is just kind of really prepare for that and just get our kids very comfortable knowing what they're going to see and face and going over us and our rules and stuff like that, and again, then kind of starting to focus on us a little bit more like we've talked about all season. And as long as we can do that, we'll be just fine.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you look at, you know, but every time North plays, it's like this is going to be a physical game. Jasper's got good size up front. They've got some outstanding skilled position players, as do the Huskies. I mean, you'll put your kids up against anybody, you know, in this conference when it comes to that. And so certainly going into this game, we know what Jasper did last week with Castle, a couple of pick sixes in the red zone and a blocked punt. And so some of these things, the mistakes, you know, you can't really have them in week one or two and expect to win. And you really need to keep them at a minimum when you get to weeks 8 and 9. So taking care of the football this week, eliminating those mistakes you guys had last week, and then, you know, maybe getting a big play from Walker or some of these other kids, McKinney. I mean, you're looking for that too. But, you know, all in all, it's all about mistake-free football at this point of the season, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It really is. And finding a way to kind of fix our turnovers that we've been having. I mean, that was kind of one of the crucial moments in the Vincennes game is just, you know, North can't beat North. That's kind of been our motto this year. And trying to kind of preach that to our kids and just understanding, like, the things that we do, we can't beat ourselves. And we have lapses of judgment last week. And you know, we had some things that, you know, even from the play calling standpoint, we could have done better. And, you know, I think we've reflected on that and revisited that. We've got that fixed. And so I really look forward to tonight and the matchup that we have.
Well, you do. And obviously when you go into places, you know, like Enloe Field or like Vincennes, or you go to Jasper, you go to Castle, I mean, the keys, I would think, would be just to get off to a good start. I mean, you got to kind of take the crowd out as soon as you can. We know what kind of following Jasper is going to have. That place will be packed tonight. So those first couple of possessions, offensively and defensively, you really kind of got to control that, don't you, Zach, and really try to take the crowd out early?
Yes, we do. And we've got to get off to a kind of fast start, and we've got to be able to make sure everybody's locked in and focused and, you know, playing with a lot of passion and intensity to start and kind of set the tone. I feel like we set the tone that'll kind of weather the storm in a sense. You know, it's funny. It's a tough place to play up there because they have a great crowd. They have a great environment. I mean, that community does a really good job supporting all of Jasper athletics. And I've coached through three different seasons in that, basketball and track and field and stuff. And so, you know, I think if our kids can understand that, hey, this is a business trip, and that's kind of one thing we've been preaching this week too, is just business trip mentality, business trip mindset, and just going into it going, okay, we're focused. We're not on a bus ride to have fun. We're not on a field trip. We're coming up here to do our job, get on the bus, go home. So,
Zach, I really appreciate a few minutes. That'll be a tremendous football game tonight, 6:30 kickoff Central Time, North on the road at Jasper. All the best to you and the Huskies in this game tonight, Zach.
Thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
All right, that's Zach Darrow. This has been the North Football Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.